Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank God for all the wonderful opportunities He supplies us with. God is good. I've learned in my walk with the Lord, never underestimate the work of the Holy Spirit. It all works together. As I think about it, all the times that I would listen to what was taught me by in the Word of God, I can remember moments where my mother said things, or my dad said something, or certain preachers along the course of my life said something. It all worked together into one work. Even the things that initially shaped my understanding, the talks I had with my grandmother when I was a kid, before she passed, she would talk to me about things, and I had a lot of questions. And you know, I used to enjoy talking to her because she was retired. She wanted somebody to talk to, and I wanted knowledge. I wanted wisdom. And so she would sit there and she'd talk to me. And all of these things worked together to shape my life. It's remarkable. I remember key things that were said at the perfect times in my life. And then when I learned to draw near to the Lord and ask Him my questions personally, He taught me according to what Jesus said. He said He will guide you into all truth. And sometimes the Lord will guide you a certain way to make you curious, so you'll ask Him something. And cold religion teach you not to ask God things. You know, you don't question God. You're not questioning His, whether He is or He is not. You're asking your Father questions so that you can understand life. And that's what He desires, because God is one with what He first started. And He's one with what He first began to do in us. He made us in His image, in His own likeness. And then He treated us like we had enough sense to do whatever it was He did. And the day before Jesus died for us on the cross, He said in St. John chapter 14, to those that believe will do greater works. Greater works shall He do that believes. And one day, you know, we'll quote the scripture later exactly, but that's what He was saying. And then He put it singular, like greater works will He do. You would think, you know, my first thought when I first read that and realized what I was reading, I went back and looked at it. Sometimes the spiritual things, we have to take a second look at it, because in my first thought, we would do a greater work because we were many people doing works under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. No, it didn't read that way. It said greater works shall He do because He believes. And I'm like, wait a minute. I went back and read it a third time. And I said, I thought it said they, but it says He. So I looked at it again. My mind had to grow. Cold religion teaches that God is on the throne. You can't reach Him. The cold religion puts God in the far away, not here and now. One of Jesus' names was Emmanuel, which means God with us. The devil is behind cold religion, so he doesn't want man to know that God is with us. But as I think back over my life, everything spoken to me by the Holy Spirit through many different people and ministers, just people that love God in general, it all worked together into the perfect will of God. It is part of God's plan. It was God speaking all along. That's what I'm trying to say. The consistency is there. People yielded to the Holy Spirit. They said what I would need at certain times, key times of my life, so that the word would grow in me, so that I have faith one day. And then I had faith when I needed it. And I grew as I needed to. And as I endeavored to grow in the Lord started giving me assignments, things to do. And in the assignments, the Lord gave, you know, he prepared me to have faith for my assignment. Everything works together towards the same purpose. It all does. And the work of God is beautiful. Now, the Lord prepared me for this assignment years ago. And it did not happen the way I thought it would. And he said that when the Lord keeps saying the same thing, he's helping prepare you. He's guiding you. He's giving you his word so that you have faith in it. When the Lord is to, he never speaks in repetition unless you're in faith. When he tells me to do something, he'll tell me one time. If I don't seem to get it, he might tell me one more time. But if I don't start acting on it, he'll stop talking. But when I'm in faith and he's saying the same thing, I notice that something's up. And he's preparing me for something. Before I married my wife, he said, Alicia loves you. He said it one time that day. I said, okay, yeah. And then he said it again. 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 And I realized something's up. Something's going to happen. And I'll know that she loves me. And the day went on and I saw what it was the Lord was preparing me against. And I won. So in ministry, it happened again. He told me some things. He said, when people hear you minister, they're going to want more. And then he said, many people are going to come to you. I said, what? And I'm not used to that. I said, well, maybe he prepared me for another phase of ministry. Because in my ministry, very few people really wanted to hear me out. So he said it again. For years, he said, people are going to want to hear you. And then it got the way he said that every day. So that I have faith in this assignment. See, you have to give the Lord room to work beyond your expectations. And my friend, if you do that, he will. And you won't depend on what you see. You'll depend on him. No matter what you see, God wants you to depend on him. He wants you to act on his word and know that he is reliable. He wants you to know that he's a faithful rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He wants you to know that he is. No matter how things look, he is. When it looks like it's not working, he is. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And he's faithful. He's attentive to the prayers of faith. When things are taking long and nothing seems to be happening, the enemy likes to come along and make you feel like God is not on board anymore. You're wasting your time and effort. But according to the scriptures, God never wastes time and effort. See, the enemy tries to get you to back off what's working. His cold religion illusion cannot work unless you seem to fail. And the only way you'll fail being more than a conqueror is to stop the process by your own choice. If you stop the process that God started in you, He's the author and finisher of your faith. But if you fail to continue in His word, the process does stop. Satan won, you lost. And God lost what He invested in you. He can't use you anymore. Now, I have tools in my toolboxes. And I got more than one box. So I got tools in my toolboxes. And every now and then, one of my air tools will stop working. And I did good to that point, and it'll quit. And I can't trust it anymore. They get weaker. And you can't put people's lugs on and not know they're tight. So when that happens, I have to fix it or replace it. We operate by faith, not by sight. I like when the enemy's trying to challenge. I like when I can tell he's desperate because he motivates people to give you the wrong advice. And I don't follow that. I follow him. I follow the Lord. It's kind of fun when I see him desperate, when it looks like it ain't working. And I know God is smiling from heaven because he told me to do something. And sometimes the work that he gives me to do is so rewarding and fun that I forget the process that I'm actually working. You know, I'm having a good time. You know, a pig don't have a problem wallowing in the mud. To him, he's having a good time. You know, if you wrestle with the pig, he's having fun. Well, when I'm doing God's word, when I'm speaking his word and he's giving me revelation, I know I'm on point. Because the Holy Spirit don't do something for nothing. Everything he do is towards a specific goal. Whatever he give you to do, no matter how strange it seems, and I love the word seem, enjoy the process. Watch him and learn from him. You're going to see some things you never thought about. And you're going to look very peculiar to everybody you know. But people of faith will see you. They will see a side of life that others don't. See, the word of God don't look the same to everybody. Acting on the word is appreciated differently among men. People who endeavor to love others, they'll be the first to realize that God is working in your life. People that love pride and prestige, they'll be the last to partake of God's work in your life because they're in a state of opposition. They'll be mad at you because God is working in your life greater than he is in theirs. And when you take time to build a foundation, it looks like you're building slower than the person who builds without a foundation. But when the storms of life happen, you'll be in your nice cozy house and theirs will be gone with the wind. I thought today about how people flock to those who are proud. They love prestige and position. And poor people that don't know any better flock to them. And they just get excited. They think their ministry is doing so well. or whatever it is. But the substance of life is missing. The things that make life run right is missing. I listened to a man on the radio today, and he was speaking the foundations of God's word. And the things that he said made so much sense. And he didn't have a good luck ministry. You know, what I mean by that is, some people are after the blessings. They're not trying to learn who God is. They want the blessings of God. So when people promise them things, you know, they do gimmickry type things to get them, to get their hopes up. But when people love God, their hopes are already up. You don't need gimmicks and things and rewards and to learn who God is. You really want to know Him. It's a difference. And sometimes the Lord is very patient to help people go forward. I know He'll bless people. He'll put on people's hearts He may tell them to give, right? You know, this is a time, a season to give. Give now. My pastor have done that. He said, the Lord told me to take up an offering right now. And he said, if you don't have any money, borrow some money and put some money in the offering now. Because the Lord wants to move in your behalf right now. And we do it. And man, the next day, the Lord bless you financially. It happened. Every time he did that, it happened. There was an anointing. To me, that's an acceleration anointing. And sometimes, you know, you need money between the weeks. And you might, you know, I've done that one time. I didn't have $2. I put my last $2 in, and I got blessed with a lot more, $40 or $50 the next day. And sometimes when that happened, I'd get a car to fix and I'd make hundreds of dollars. The Lord, He moves like that. But the sincere milk of the word, a lot of times people don't take time to listen. Their appetite is just not for it. But I listened to a man today on the radio. He was teaching good. There was nothing in there to promise you that you was going to be blessed. But he was talking about the Lord and how wonderful he is. And he was teaching things that will bless you. See, sometimes people are so focused on their needs, that's all they'll give their attention to. But beyond prospering, you know, we need to know who God is. And there are dynamics of faith, there's dynamics that we need to know. Sometimes we need to know how to govern our ministry. Sometimes our relationships. And those kind of things are sown in peace. It's harder to learn when you're in strife or things are not going right or you're under pressure. And sometimes we just have to learn under pressure, in a fight, during warfare, before things look good again. And that can weigh heavy, but on your mind. But when things are going good, when you get your breakthrough, why not just enjoy God's presence? Ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want to talk about? I just want to listen today. Whatever you want to say to me, I want to hear it. And then people who have had a track record of being a blessing, if you're just getting started in your relationship with the Lord and you want to hear Him, be faithful with what He already provided you with. You know what time the ministers come on the radio. Why not just turn it on and see if God will say something? And when they go off the air, why not just talk about it with the Lord? Sometimes there's a current word for you in the messages that are available. We have internet access, we have radio access, TV access, and the ministers that have had a track record of blessing you, why not just take time and listen when things are going right? Why not bless them when you're blessed? Why wait till you're in a strait to give money in the offering? Especially to the ones that bless you. You know, the Lord watched to see if you're going to get blessed. When you get blessed, are you going to forget those ministers that blessed you? We don't really do right sometimes. We don't even think about how things really should be. Those people worked and they put forth an effort to be a blessing to you. Why not bless them back? It may not be but $5, but if more people would act on, just be responsible, they wouldn't have to do gimmicks and beg all the time. And they, you know, a man of God that preached like God's word, the heart of God's word, and worked miracles, and God, they've had a track record of being a blessing to people. They shouldn't have to take up donations. Donations ought to follow them around. When we see a need, you know, that God has needs. You know, even though he's very wealthy and rich, he does have needs. We need to supply God's needs just like we want him to supply our needs. The ministry that you have, God gave you that ministry because he needed it. And he needed it to win souls. It's our responsibility to win souls. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And we ought to be faithful with it. We ought to be workers in the vineyard. Some Christians, they don't even work. They don't do anything. They go to church, they get blessed and go home and they live a better life. Their children hear the word. But they don't put in to help the message go out other than tithes. And sometimes they don't even tithe. All Christians don't tithe. And I used to count money in the 80s and 90s, and about a third of the people would actually tithe, or 30% would tithe out of 100%. 30% were actually paying the tithes. And you notice the same few people were putting money in church. Now, it could be more in other churches, hopefully so. And more knowledge of, you know, people have grown since then. Hopefully it's better now. But even in the time, even after tithing, the people who are blessed by you that come on TV, radio, and most TV ministries and radio ministries depend on the people in that area to support it. And I thank God for those that do. And sometimes other areas are supporting, like Burma, you know, a man like Creflo Dollar or Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, they may come on TV here, but it may be supported by Texas. They may have enough currency coming in from another state to support Alabama, or Alabama may be supporting them and they can do Louisiana, or maybe a state up north where people, there are not many churches up north like they are in the south, in the Bible Belt, and they can get on some stations in Rhode Island somewhere, or wherever. You know, God loves people all over the place. But some cultures, they stop going to church. But we need each other. There, God has needs, and he has people in every generation, every family, every city that he want to reach. And the laborers are few. That was a man, he prospered. He was very rich and he did everything that he wanted for himself. And the Lord showed him, he was a Christian, and the Lord showed him his file, his book that was written about him. And he thought it would be a great book, all the things he did. He said it was like a restaurant menu. It was as thin as a restaurant menu. He did a lot of things that would be impressive to men. But he didn't, what was written about him, the works that he did were so few that it would have been, it would have filled up a restaurant menu. Our God loves us. He's enthused about helping all mankind. But people, it traditionally underestimate what God can do in their lives. And then they give God the short end of the stick or the lesser part of their life. The Lord can take one man and change many things, just like he took Jesus Christ and changed everything. Jesus Christ altered the course of the world.